Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5-106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Keiser here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is SEC Media Days this week. Tennessee going on Thursday. And to help us talk more about the Vols, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Josh Ward from the Sports Animal in Knoxville, WNML. Josh, what's going on? How you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. So, Josh, I am convinced that when the final tallies are taking place, that Tennessee is going to be picked to finish second place in the SEC East this year down at Media Days in Atlanta. Do you agree with that? And what do you think are fair expectations for this Vols team heading into the year?
I think there's a good chance Tennessee will be pick second in the East and be considered the top challenger, even though there's a gap that will exist to Georgia in the Eastern Division. If I'm wrong, then I think it's Kentucky that's number two. I think Florida's the school that has talent, has a really talented quarterback that will be in Atlanta this week. But I think most people are going to say, okay, we need to see more to really vault Florida up to that spot. So I think with Tennessee and Hendon Hooker and the offense, what it's capable of doing, Cedric Tillman coming back as well at wide receiver, that optimism around the offense is going to have a lot of people talking about Tennessee this week and over the next month and a half before the season begins. And I think the optimism should be there. I think there should be more hype around Tennessee's quarterback position and offense because it's first time in half a decade we've talked about a quarterback coming back and having proven something on the field. So there is legitimate excitement. There are still some very real questions, though, that need to be answered if Tennessee is going to be the second-best team in the East and have any kind of chance of at least competing with Georgia or Alabama when they play.
Well, Josh, I sense a lot of excitement, and understandably so, on the recruiting trail. Tennessee has really been on a tear, and this looks like this could be the best class in quite a while. Of course, you'd go back to Butch times, potentially, if this class continues to come together this way, which is probably a good, I guess, caution sign for everybody, right? Like, you know, there's still more to it. You got to stack these, you got to evaluate, you got to develop all these things. But I do sense a lot of excitement. And look, at this point, it's hard to argue. I mean, obviously, Tennessee is on a roll. How do you view the recruiting momentum? And I guess also, how do you view it in terms of credit to Josh Heupel as you compared with credit to, you know, Spire Sports?
Right. I'll start there. This class is not what it is without the NIL aspect. I just don't think there's any way. That doesn't have to be viewed as a negative, though. That, to me, would be Tennessee taking advantage of what the situation is. So Tennessee has done that, and Tennessee has gone out and landed Nico Iamaliava, who has been the headliner. He's a quarterback. That would be a difference, and he still has to prove it on the field, so that would come back to the cautionary side, Joe. But when that 2014 and the 15 classes were put together, you had Josh from the year before, but you didn't end up getting big-time quarterback play out of those classes. If Nico ends up being what he's capable of, then the rest of this class is going to just end up looking better. But I love adding Caleb Herring to the class, mid-state guy who committed several weeks ago, and then Shondavian Bradley recently, two edge guys, gives Tennessee legit talent at a very real position of need. They need more guys that can go get the quarterback. They need more skill talent. So somebody like Cameron Seldon, who has really good speed with legitimate size at really an athlete position because he could play wide receiver, could play running back in Tennessee's offense. And that's where probably some of the optimism comes as well, that whether we're talking about somebody like Cameron Seldon or Ethan Davis, who's been committed for a while, I think there's trust that Josh Heupel is going to figure out what to do with these skill players. They need more linemen. That would be on both sides of the ball, and I think they need a little more speed in the secondary in this class. But to this point, I think the staff has done just about everything that you could realistically hope for. They haven't landed everybody. Missed on Mauingoa and Carnell Tate and a few others that they prioritize. But right now, compared to a year ago, Tennessee is in a much better place in recruiting. So when you talk about the excitement and fans looking forward to what they're doing on the field, I think fans have bought in. And now in recruiting, I think fans see the same. They need more, and Tennessee's not recruiting where Alabama and Georgia are, but Tennessee is recruiting better than it has in the last couple of years.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on with us on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Josh, you brought up Cedric Tillman. I mean, obviously, it was an explosion last year for him. I think he had 8 receptions total heading into last season, and he had 64 last year for over 1,000 yards. So my question for you is, how does he follow that up, and how big of a season do you think Cedric Tillman could have coming back into this offense?
Yeah, I think what Cedric did last year is one of the craziest stories I've seen at Tennessee, where he was a recruit that nobody wanted, and he spent his first few years at Tennessee with people forgetting about him because he was a low-level recruit who hadn't done much, and then all of a sudden he goes from 8 catches to 12 touchdowns last year for Tennessee, and now is a likely preseason first-team All-SEC guy. How does he follow it up? Well, he will see more defensive attention, but it's not like he just put up big numbers against weak opponents last year. He performed really well in some of the biggest games for Tennessee last season. So he'll see more attention. How does Brew McCoy perform? What kind of step does Jalin Hyatt take? Jacob Warren will be somebody that I think could take on maybe a little bit bigger role as a pass catcher in this offense. But there will be more attention on Cedric Tillman. But yeah, I think the way that he improved from 2020 to 2021 – he gets a chance to be a better wide receiver this year and should obviously have confidence based on what he was able to do. So I think he has a big year. I think that Cedric Tillman, can he put up 12 touchdowns again? I don't know. But I think he will be somebody that Tennessee looks to confidently because they tried to build that last year. And I'll tell you this, in the Bowling Green game at the start of last season, they took a couple of shots to him down the field. And at the time I thought, I don't know here if Cedric Tillman's the guy they're trying to make a deep threat in this offense, and I was obviously wrong. The coaching staff saw something in him and built something out of what Cedric Tillman was able to do. So I think they continue to build, but he will need help, and that's why Brew McCoy, Jalin Hyatt, maybe somebody else at wide receiver, maybe one of those freshmen will need to step up as well.
And I believe those shots may have been overthrown by Joe Milton.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, well, you know what? That brings me to a great point and question, Josh. I've been getting ratioed, and actually it's going to happen for a long time now. But that's fine because I have already called the shot, Josh. First of all, I think it's a big deal for Tennessee. People can laugh at this if they want, but it's a big deal that Joe Milton is not somewhere else right now because depth at every position is important. And, I mean, Joe Milton, you could do a lot worse than him at backup quarterback. But I am saying, Josh, that Joe Milton – is this team's starting quarterback to start the season in 2023. Am I crazy or not?
Oh, man.
Well, it's okay if you say I am, it's okay.
Yeah. I don't know that it's crazy because you don't know what you have. First of all, you don't know what you have at the position. And I mean that in terms of personnel, because if Nico comes in and looks good, but they're not ready for him to be the starter, but Taven Jackson sees the writing on the wall. Does he take off? I think the most likely scenario is that Nico is the starting quarterback to begin the 23 season. Maybe he's not ready, but coming in the spring, I do think he's for real when it comes to talent. So I think he's the starter most likely. I think part of the motivation in moving that game away from BYU to Nashville to take on Virginia was, hey, we will likely have a freshman quarterback. We don't want to be playing in a tough spot there at BYU, so let's get a more favorable position for this freshman that we're going to build on. So let's go to Nashville instead. So I think that was part of the thinking. Maybe that's not how it plays out, but one thing we'll agree on, I do think Joe Milton is valuable because my biggest fear for Tennessee to where everything would unravel with this conversation of the excitement and the hype is Hendon Hooker's one hit away, and he went down a couple times last year, and it could happen. And maybe one of the biggest questions is what do you do at tackle opposite Darnell Wright, and what if Darnell Wright gets hurt or you deal with another offensive line injury? I don't know how deep they are. So protecting Hendon Hooker is really important, and if he does go down, they need a backup that they can trust, and you can do worse than Joe Milton for sure. So starter in 23, I'm not ready to say that yet, but valuable for the 22 season for sure.
Josh, last thing for you here. I mean, obviously, when we're talking about this offense, everybody talks about the quarterback, and we talked about Cedric Tillman and the receivers that they have. As you know, running the ball, a big part of what Josh Heupel wants to do out there. So what do you make of the running game and specifically the running back depth heading into this year?
I think they can be pretty good there. I like Jabari Small coming back. I don't know that he's an elite SEC running back, but you know, played through injury last year and was impressive a lot of the time when he played, I thought. And playing through that injury, I think, earned him some respect among his teammates and the coaches. Jalen Wright is a guy that saw a little bit of time early, then kind of had to figure some things out as a freshman. They trusted him more late in the season. Remember, Tyon Evans was away from the team for a lot of the time. So those guys coming back, I think, is something to start out with. And then let's see if at least one of these freshmen can help. So one guy that I would watch is Justin Williams-Thomas, who I think can be a really good player for Tennessee, and he was here in the spring. So he will have a chance to be one of the top three guys, or Dylan Sampson, who's a really good athlete. So they have some guys there. You know, Whitehead got an opportunity and some nice things. But I think Small, Wright, Justin Williams-Thomas is where I would start the conversation. And, again, it's not the – this isn't Travis Henry, Stevens, Jamal Lewis group, but in this offense, they can be good. Here's the big question, though. Short yardage. Can you get the job done more efficiently than what they did last year? That would be one of the questions. You can do big picture questions. I would say, where are you at tackle opposite Darnell Wright? How deep are you? And then you start to dive into what that can mean. How good are you in short yardage situations? Because Tennessee needs to be better there offensively than they were a year ago, and that can come back to the running back position. Do you have that tough runner that can get you the first down on third and three, fourth and two? I think that's a question going in.
Yep, no question about it. Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville, the sports animal, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Josh, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll take your thoughts on the Vols, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What do we make of this Tennessee offense? Could it be even better than it was a year ago? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.